All right. Well, we've spent a lot of time since the last time we were together. Obviously, going through Dallas and all the things that they do well. It's a really explosive football team. They seem to start every game from ahead with drives and defensive plays, block kicks are close to it. They're really aggressive. Attitude. They've got a lot of clutch players. They're very good on both sides of the line of scrimmage. A lot of good players, a lot of depth, a lot of size, a lot of power. So they do a real good job there. Run the ball well, very active defensively, create a lot of negative plays. Good in the kicking game, really good kickers. They've had a lot of clutch plays. Again, certainly the kicker is part of that, but a lot of clutch plays in critical situations in the last year and a half. And a team we don't know very well here that we've got to do a lot of work on the next few days and really try to zero in. But I've been really impressed watching them. I think that they've done a very good job putting the roster together. A lot of guys that weren't drafted or were drafted late that didn't, have real high profile, didn't come into the league with a real high profile in terms of draft status or things like that, that are making a, strong impact on their team. It's impressive that they've done a good job with their scouting department, their personnel department, and have a lot of respect for the coaching staff, with obviously Jason, Scott Linehan, Rob Marinelli. So they're really, that's a good group.
I know you haven't seen him over the course of the regular season yet, handful of snaps in the preseason. What kind of impact have you seen from Greg Hardy on that team?
He's a dynamic player. And we, know him from Carolina, so he's a handful.
When you get a guy like that in a new system, how much can you go back and look at the Carolina film for personal tendencies? But is he in a new system? It's a new different.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, you can see him in preseason. So, there's definitely something to work with there. But, he is who he is. He's got his height, his athletic ability, certainly that's going to carry over at that position a little bit. But the scheme's different, and some of the things that he does are a little different. We could see some of those in preseason.
Bill, this stadium was, I think, opened in 2009. I'm curious, when you go to a stadium where you haven't played before, for you, what do you look for when you get there, if anything, just to make sure that when you're doing your job, you have this, what you need to know?
I think, each player position is a little bit different. From my standpoint, just, the familiarity of all the 40-second clock, the scoreboard, kind of the, sort of location of where things are on the field, like the communication system. We had a game, I want to say it was the New Orleans game, where instead of being located right between the benches, it was all the way down to one side, just to kind of remind yourself of those things. So, when it comes up during the game, you're, save a few seconds or you're a little more comfortable, looking at the right place, going to the right place, doing the right thing.
Not to make a big deal of it, but is that the type of thing that when you get to the stadium on Sunday, you give yourself a little extra time and build that into whatever?
I think, you do it all the time, to check the wind, check the, the sun conditions, the lights, whatever's applicable to that game, and then the players, the same thing, whether they're footing, the 40-second clock, the score, especially the 40-second clock location, because that, varies from stadium to stadium, but whatever the conditions are, a lot of times, the wind is different in the middle of the field than it is in the end zone or in different corners of the field, that kind of thing. The players do that. Sometimes the surfaces are a little bit different depending on the, the specifics of the field and the time of year that you play there. But You know, those, that's all part of the regular, let's say the regular routine. Just to check it out, even if you've been there before, even if you played there 100 times, just to refamiliarize yourself with it, because you haven't been there in probably at least a year, you know. So, but in this case, it's new. It's we went through it last year. We played in Minnesota. You know, that was a new venue too. So, you know, comes up from time to time.
Is there a way to guard against a letdown when you're playing a team that's lost as many star players as the Cowboys?
Yeah, as McClain and Hardy coming back, and yeah, they're a good football team. I mean, you know, best offensive line in the league. A really good defensive front, a lot of good skill players. You know, Witten's good as they come. You know, Randall's done a great job for him. McFadden, I mean, he's an outstanding player. You know, Escobar, Williams, Beasley, I mean, they got a great kicker, a good punter. Defensive front's, you know, a problem. The linebackers are good, plus now they have McClain in that group. You know, Claiborne, you know, fifth pick in the draft, whatever he was. You know, corners are good. Safeties are good. They play all those guys. You got another, you know, with Jones in there. Safety, corner, nickel. So there's a lot of good football players on that team. McCray, you know, leads that special teams unit. Heath, linebackers run well, and they're fast. They're active in a kicking game. So took Atlanta down to the wire, overtime against New Orleans, beat Philadelphia, beat the Giants. Not bad.
Any noticeable difference, though, with in your scheme with Whedon versus Romo? Anyway,
I don't think they've changed their scheme a lot. I mean, they're a game plan team. They change a little bit from week to week, you know, regardless who the quarterback is. But, no, looks like, I'd say, you know, Whedon has a lot of talent, can make all the throws. I don't think that's an issue. Again, they have good skill players. At tight end, at running back, and at receiver. They have a lot of depth. Escobar's like having another receiver. So, you know, he's a, you know, a big guy that's, you know, a down, can get the ball down the field. I mean, he's more, you know, he's a receiving tight end, but he's a, you know, good one. So they have a lot of weapons, and I think their offense is, you know, pretty much their offense. You know, they're balanced. They run, play action, spread you out, run some empty, run some, you know, one back sets, four open type sets, but there's also plenty of, you know, three tight ends, two tight ends, you know, with the full back in there. So they, you know, the Coach Linehan's always done that. He's always had a good, you know, variety of plays, formations, personnel groupings, mixes them up, keeps you honest, and, you know, you can't spend too much time worrying about what they did last week because you're not going to get. You get some of it, but you're not going to get all of it. You're going to get some things that are specific to you. So we'll have to do a good job in-game adjustment on our in-game adjustments. And, you know, once we see kind of how they're attacking us and, you know, what they're trying to do, you know, we're going to have to – I'm sure we'll have to adjust to some things that we're not working on this week because they just – you know, they'll give you some different looks.
I know we talked a little bit about Paul Posluszny a couple weeks ago, but another Penn State linebacker, Sean Lee, kind of in the same mold. I mean, what makes him such a dominant force out there?
Really, you know, Sean's probably one of the most instinctive linebackers in the league. Maybe as instinctive as, you know, probably anybody I could think of. Got a great nose for the ball as a good anticipation in both the running game and the passing game. Just shows up at the right place, the right time. Just really knows where, you know, what's happening a lot of times before it occurs. I mean, the interception he had against Philadelphia is, you know, one of the best plays you'll see. You know, trying to, you know, just turn around, find a guy, go to him, make the interception. But he's made those plays throughout his career. He's got, I don't know, whatever it is, 12, something like that, career interceptions. I mean, that's a lot for a linebacker, especially, you know, given the number of games that he's played. Yeah, he's a kid that, you know, came up and, you know, visited us when I was in Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Kind of remember him when he was just a little guy. But he's a heck of a football player, really smart, really instinctive. And very productive. I mean, seems like he makes 10 tackles every game. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but he's in on a lot of plays, and he's got his hands on a lot of balls.
Coach, is there with all the injuries they've had, it seems like they compete.
Yeah, it's a good football team. They got a lot of depth. They've got a lot of good players. I mean, they've got a lot of running backs, just traded for another one. A good depth at receiver, good depth at tight end. You know, Leary was out on the offensive line, but I had a couple guys fill in for him, and it's a solid group. I mean, they have a lot of defensive linemen. They all play. They all contribute. They're all good. They played all their linebackers last week. They play all their defensive backs. I mean, they played, you know, Heath's got a role, Pavin's got a role, Jones has got a role, Church and Wilcox. You know, the starting corners. I mean, White's got a role. I mean, those guys are all in there. It's not like they just play four or five guys in the secondary or a couple linebackers. I mean, they play, you know, five, six linebackers, eight, nine guys, 10 guys in the secondary. I don't know, eight or nine defensive linemen. Well, more than that, probably 10. I mean, you know, including all the games, not in any one game because they have to inactivate some guys. But some of the inactive guys, you know, sometimes they play, sometimes they don't. So they've had a lot of people, you know, and they use their depth. They use it throughout the course of the game. Looks like they try to, you know, wear you down a little bit. They have the depth to do it. So.
Akeem Hicks been able to get up to speed and learn the playbook from what you've been able to see so far?
He's worked really hard. I mean, he's a sharp guy. He's, you know, been in the league, so he's got a familiarity with, you know, and Rob's defense. I'd say there's probably some, you know, carryover, you know, what he did in New Orleans to what we do here. I'm not saying it's the same, but, you know, there's some part of the family of each of those that's connected. But yeah, I think, you know, it's just kind of learning our words and our terms and relating them to things he's done in the past. I don't think we're going to be asking him to do things that he's never done before. So I think he's, you know, he's working hard to pick it up. I mean, we'll see how quickly it all comes together, but I'd say he's, you know, making good progress. Having a few extra days, that's helped too.
What goes into the decision to name a guy a practice player for the organization?
That he did a good job.
Specific imitating player or just...
Well, that might be part of it, yeah. Doing what he's asked to do and doing it well.
Mm-hmm. Related to that, when forming the practice squad, how much do you weigh a player's ability to imitate the player in an upcoming matchup versus just depth in a
position? I don't think we've ever talked about having a player on the practice squad to imitate somebody else. So.
Bill, I don't think you've seen Marinelli coach defense for a few years now, maybe the last time, or a few years ago when he played the Bears. That I think it was five seasons ago now. So will you go back to that game, or have you gone back to that game to look at it, or is there another?
I mean, one thing about Rod, I don't think you're going to see much different. I mean, I think he'll be the first to tell you that, you know, he believes in what he's doing. He's not going to change a lot. He's had a lot of success. Probably no reason to change it. I mean, would it be a couple of game plan things, you know, for us? You know, I'm sure there will, but, I mean, overall, they believe in what they're doing. They do it well. They've had a lot of success with it. I mean, I can't imagine him, like, putting in a new defense this week. Like, that would be so out of character for them. They don't need to do that. I don't think they believe in that, so... But they have a lot of variety in what they do in terms of, you know, the front. They'll run a million different coverages, but, you know, they run them well. They're sound. They make you beat them. They're not going to, you know, it'll give you a lot of easy plays. You got to go out there and you got to block them. You got to get open. You got to protect. You know, you got to have enough to beat the scheme. And they play hard and they know what they're doing. So, that's what it's always been. I can't imagine it's going to be much different than that.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a connection with Monty Kiffin, and Gus Bradley had similar roots in his coaching background tied to Kiffin. Is there similarities in the defense you saw 2 weeks ago?
There's probably some similarities, yeah, but I'd say they're different. I mean, Rod's got his, you know, he does what he does. I would say, you know, Gus, Pete, Dan Quinn, like that whole family of, now there's a Kiffin, you know, root system there, but I'd say that those two have kind of, they're similar, but they're different. See, particularly in the front. You know, Rod's fronts are, there's a lot of movement, a lot of, they have a lot of quickness, they stun a lot. I'd say they move a lot more than some of those other teams. Not that the other teams don't move, but, you know, Dallas moves a lot. They're very quick, explosive group that, you know, and they stunt, they cover a lot of ground quickly.
Yeah, what's the return of Ryan Wendell mean for the offensive line?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's good to have him back out there. He's been out there for, what, it was a day. So we'll see how it goes. But always good to have more healthy players on the field. So that's always a good thing.
How do you decide if he's ready to be brought back into a game situation?
We'll evaluate it. So practice is for, preparation's for.
So when you have a player that you draft but doesn't end up making the team for whatever reason and goes on to play elsewhere in the league, do you follow that guy any differently than you would normal pro scouting just to kind of compare it to what your pre-draft read on him was and where he ends up? You know, a guy like Mincy or any of the offensive linemen that have had good careers after leaving here?
Yeah, I mean, well, we pretty much track every player. Probably track the ones that, you know, you've had a little more closely. Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah. And, you know, Mincy's a good example of, you know, a player that fit a couple other systems better than he fit ours at that particular point in time. He probably would be a better fit in our system now than he was when we drafted him. But he's, you know, I mean, he's a defensive end. He plays down. He's not in coverage much. He had to, at that point, the point that we had him, he had more coverage responsibility, and that, you know, in the end, we had other players that did those things better than he did. As just the defensive end, you know, he's gone on to have, you know, the kind of career that, you know, I'd say performance-wise we probably expected, but the coverage part of it didn't really work out the way we projected that it might, or hoped that it might, I should say. Not through any lack or fault of anybody's, it just, you know, just didn't turn out that way. But, you know, that's the way it was in college. I mean, he's a tough physical guy that plays hard for 60 minutes. You can't wear him out. He's got a high motor. You know, it's tough, got really good playing strength. And that's, I wouldn't say that he's changed a lot. I think the systems that he's been in have fit him better than the one we had, that's for sure. But he, you know, he was a good football player. And I'd say the things he did well for us are the things that he still does well. He's just asked to do them on a more regular basis.
Did I hear you right that you said Sean Lee visited you as a kid in Cleveland, or did I miss that when you were talking about Sean?
Yeah.
What was that connection?
Were you on Snap Face there when we were talking about that? Yeah. Well, he's a Pittsburgh guy, you know, friend of a friend kind of thing. Came out to practices, I think, a couple times. We were, well, he wasn't the star that he is now, but.
You were on him early.
Oh, well, not really.
Please,
yeah. All right. Great. Thank you.